I would watch her get completely overcome with guilt at ever doubting him when he would really berate her. I mean, he would just verbally assault her for like an hour, and she would be reduced to tears. And it would be terrible because she really wasn't guilty of anything, but he would play upon that kind of propensity she had to be vulnerable at that level, and she really had it. She's a Roman Catholic background, and it's something that's really easy for her to get into. And that self-doubt is all you need. You need all you do have to do it. I mean, it's ultimately it's such a double bind in this paradigm, because anything that goes wrong, even any momentary lapse of confidence and faith in Miragi, is your own crazy mind. And anything that happens to go right in your life, well, then that's just proof that it's the grace of your Miragi. And should anything go wrong, well, it's got to be because of you. I mean, if you stop and look at that somewhat objectively, and I know it's hard to do, I mean, it's the ultimate rationalization. You can find a reason to believe anything. And some people believe even in spite of Miragi, in the sense that they think, well, even though he's this way, I can't deny what it's done for me, so I still believe. But see, to me, this is not knowledge. This is some kind of faith. And that's the only thing that I feel that Premis should question, is their faith in him. Because they really have no basis to put their faith in him. They may have faith to put basis to put faith in their experiences of knowledge, in the sense of what it can mean to them to know how to meditate and how to tune into that life force, and certainly have faith in their ability to share and experience love with others, and the tremendous importance of that in our lives. The good things that are there, I certainly won't deny. But the necessity of believing that Miragi's God in order to experience that is just, that's an absurdity. And that's the unfortunate part, because that's what allows the kind of exploitation of the individual out of their trust and innocence that goes on, and it's the kind of thing that has corrupted Miragi to the point that he is today.
Yeah. I think a lot, I know for me, you know, at the point when I was actually deprogrammed, it had gotten to a point where I knew that knowledge wasn't really doing anything. You know, meditation was just a duty, a chore, you know. It wasn't beautiful. But Miragi was asking complete faith, and my feeling was, well, if he's the Lord and he's saying, don't question your faith. That's what he's saying now. And it was just at a point where, boy, you know, I got to finish this out, you know. I mean, I'm committed. Like, I've invested so much in my life that I didn't. And Miragi's even saying that now. You know, there's no place else to turn except to Miragi.
Yeah, well, that's absurd, really. I mean, because there's lots of other places to turn, and why turn anywhere? See, this would have been a question that he would have answered in the early days, to say, well, that's the whole point. You look to all of these places without, for outside you. Of course, there's no place outside you to turn, because everything is within inside you. Okay, and that would have been how he would have answered a question to that effect in the early years. Now he says, oh, well, you've got to turn to Miragi. And even to the point where they're calling the experience of your own being Miragi.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you're turning to within, they're calling that Miragi. Well, that's not the same Miragi that you're, you know, that lives out there on Anacapa Drive in Malibu, by any means.
Yeah, that's what I'm finding out more and more.
Peter, I'm really sorry that I can't continue to talk to you, but we were getting ready to go out, and I don't feel that we've really had the adequate time to answer all your questions, but if you'd like to call some other time, I could spend more time with you. I'm sure there's probably a lot that you would.
Yeah, I would like to. I would like to, and I think Ellen probably has questions too, and I know there's certain specific things I wanted to ask you about. I won't ask you about now because you're probably in a hurry to leave.
Yeah, but it just was a bad time to call because we were getting ready to go out and we have an engagement.
Okay. Right. Is there a particular time that would be best for you to call? I mean, for us to call you.
I was trying to say, you know, just simply because we're busy people and we're in and out, but, you know, whenever you can catch us at home, it's likely to be as good a chance as any.
Okay.
And if you would tell Sharon, is it?
Susie,
that I don't really think that what we've taped so far is really a very adequate kind of explanation of things. Perhaps we can do it better in the next session.
Okay.
Okay?
That sounds good.
Okay.
Do you want to speak to her at all? Or?
You can just relay that.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thanks for talking.
Yeah, thank you, Bob.
We'll try to get back in touch with you.
Okay, good.